I'd like this one to be separate this time. And this next one. My my teeth are set in my
jaws.
Or the skin up here, down here.
Gums.
And you'd say?
Gums.
Same thing. Not the western part of the state, they're gooms.
Oh.
These are my fingers on my hand, and this is my
palm.
And I have two
fists.
Okay. And an elbow is not a bone, it's a
joint.
Okay, and now I'm beating my
chest.
And these are my two
shoulders.
And if I had very much muscle, you might say that I was very
strong.
Strong.
Okay, but I don't.
Muscular.
Strong is the word. Would you use stout there or husky? If you saw a husky or stout man.
I think here in this area they use stout sometimes for overweight. Part of the time, at least they do. Maybe not entirely.
Well, big anyway. Huge someone that's huge and say, "Well, surely must be a stout man."
You wouldn't talk. Would you talk about stout woman or stout child?
Oh. No, maybe that would clear
stout with man. Husky woman or husky man? Man. Husky mean fat too, or?
Not husky, no.
Just big all over, not fat.
Yes, just big.
Okay.
Not necessarily fat.
If you saw an old lady who was about 80 years old and she moved around and made you a little embarrassed at how slow you moved, you might say, "My, isn't she, she's
showing off?"
Or no, she's natural, but she just is energetic.
Oh, yes.
She's very, she's a old lady. She's a what old lady?
Spry.
Mm-hmm. Would you say pert, brash, peppy, lively?
Peppy.
She's quite...
not brash ever. She's peppy. She's lively, yes. Lively for her age.
Okay. Somebody asks you why you didn't walk through the cemetery at midnight, and you say, "I can't. I'm..."
Afraid.
And would you say scared?
Yes. Oh, yes, we would.
I'm scared.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Scared.
Or scary?
No.
Not a feared.
A scary would be if you, an adjective with us. It's a scary event or it's a scary book, but not we're scary.
Well, you say, "I'm afraid now, but I, 10 years ago I wasn't afraid. I'm afraid now, but I
wasn't
or didn't, would you say didn't, I didn't use?"
Yeah, we would say that. I didn't used to be. Yeah, very much we would use that.
You wouldn't say "usin' to be."
No, never heard that.
I didn't either. Person who doesn't seem to care much what he's doing might be called a very, he doesn't care, he's a...
Bold?
Person who is without care.
Careless. That would be saying it more naturally, I guess. Careless.
Very careless. Careless person. All right, another word for odd or unusual or strange. Is
different.
And another is very
quaint?
Or queer. Or
no, queer, yes.
Would you say queer. That, yes, that this has a different meaning than strange or unusual, or is it pretty much the same? You say a certain event that was very queer.
Well, queer would be more like odd in the way I think of it.
Mm-hmm. But not like unusual.
Not necessarily. It could be also, but...
Well, my wife knows my German background, and when I don't agree with her, she'll tell me, "Don't be so..."